Testimony of Junior. I would like to share with you a true experience that a mother told another friend recently. This mother was raised in a household where religion was a very strong part of everyday life. Her mother was a preacher, her family was of a Pentecostal faith. This mother grew up by another family of the same belief and they socialized often. Her childhood friend was named Junior, or at least that was what everyone called him. About 7 years ago, Junior died of a heart attack. His mother was very religious and they always went to church. When Junior got older, he turned away from church, not that he didn't believe, because he did, but just didn't go any longer and went on with his life. When he had his heart attack, he actually died. The hospital attendants did manage to bring him back, but not until he experienced something terrifying. He told his mother he saw his spirit come out of his body, and then all of a sudden something black grabbed his soul. The next thing he knew, he was standing on top of a mountain. It was dark and very hot all around him. Across from him was another mountain, and on each side of him were mountains, but in the middle of all of these mountains was a big hole with fire coming out of it. He said all he could hear was the awful and terrifying screams of millions of people. He had never heard anything so awful and terrifying in his life. When he looked past the fire to the mountains, all he could see was hundreds and hundreds of people all standing around, screaming and crying. He saw the very old, middle-aged, and very young teenagers. He then realized that these people were just like him, they had just died and were standing at the gate of hell. Then all of a sudden these black things came up out of the fire and he saw them fly past the people on the mountain and push them into the fire, one by one. He was hysterical and dropped down to his knees and cried out to God, "Please, forgive me, what have I done?" Then something touched the back of his shoulder and he thought at first it was one of those things ready to push him into the fire. Then a voice spoke to him and said, "It is not yet your time." The next thing he knew, he felt an awful pain in his chest and saw a bright light. He opened his eyes to realize the hospital attendants had managed to bring him back. He was so relieved, there are no words to describe how he felt being taken out of that awful place. He told his mother the story days after it happened. Neither her nor her mother can tell it like he did and describe the pain and terror he and those people felt. He was lucky, they were not. Junior was given a second chance. He was given a view of hell that not many receive, and it changed his life forever. He told his mother he was going to get saved and live the way he knew he was supposed to live. About 3 years later, Junior was in the hospital dying of cancer. His mother went to visit him on his last day. She asked him if he had been praying and if he was ready to go. He was very weak and could hardly speak, but managed to shake his head yes, and said, "You better believe it." Conclusion: please don't go to hell. Hell is real, as you've just heard. Get right with God today. You must repent and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. For tomorrow may just be too late. Eternity is a very long time.